This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, December 26, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Islamic State terror group has published the names and addresses of thousands of churches in the United States on its social media outlets, calling for its supporters to turn the, quote, Christian New Year into a bloody horror movie, unquote, reports the Christian Post. The radical jihadi sites also included the addresses of well-known hotels, coffee shops, streets, markets, and public places across the U.S., as well as locations in Canada, France, and the Netherlands. An Illinois judge granted a group of pro-life health clinics a preliminary injunction last Tuesday against the state's new law requiring health providers who oppose abortion to refer or inform pregnant women to abortion mills, reports the Christian Post. Winnebago County Circuit Court Judge Eugene Doherty stated that the pro-life clinics have, quote, raised a fair question as to whether their right to be free from government-compelled speech is violated, unquote. Ken Ham is angry. The founder of AnswersInGenesis.org and the Ark Encounter took a stand on Facebook saying, quote, the rainbow itself was not designed to be a symbol of freedom, love, pride, or the homosexual movement. God created this beautiful, colorful phenomenon and designated it as a sign of the covenant with Noah and his descendants forever. As Christians, we need to take the rainbow back and teach our young people its true meaning. Unquote. Genesis 9:13 through 15 says, I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. The last 18 months may have significantly dented the UK's faith in God. A poll for The Times indicates the proportion of people who say they believe in God has dropped 4 points from 32% in February last year to 28% now. Donald Trump is set to inherit an uncommon number of vacancies in the federal courts in addition to the open Supreme Court seat, giving the president-elect a monumental opportunity to reshape the judiciary in the mold of conservative icon Antonin Scalia after taking office, reports the Washington Post. The estimated 103 judicial vacancies that President Obama is expected to hand over to Trump in the January 20th transition of power is nearly double the 54 openings Obama found 8 years ago following George W. Bush's presidency. A&E has pulled the plug on its upcoming docuseries entitled Escaping the KKK, reports The Hollywood Reporter. The TV show was intended to give viewers a close look at helping people leave the Ku Klux Klan. In fact, A&E said, quote, our goal with this series was always to expose and combat racism and hatred in all its forms, unquote. British singer George Michael has died at the age of 53. Thames Valley police describe his death as, quote, unexplained but not suspicious, unquote. The star, who launched his career with Wham in the 1980s and sold over 80 million records worldwide, told The Independent that he had hidden the fact he was homosexual because of worries over what effect it might have on his mother. Michael established a relationship with Anselmo Falepa, a Brazilian dress designer. Within 6 months, Falepa discovered that he had HIV, dying of AIDS in 1993. Michael later said, quote, it was terrifying news. I thought I could have the disease, too, unquote. In 1996, George Michael entered into a homosexual relationship with Kenny Goss, a former flight attendant, cheerleader coach, and sportswear executive from Dallas. However, Michael admitted to the Gay and Lesbian Times that they had an understanding which allowed him to cruise for anonymous encounters. In 1998, Michael was arrested in a Beverly Hills, California park after being caught in a lewd act in a public bathroom by an undercover officer. Appearing on CNN shortly afterwards, Michael doubled down on his sinful choices.
I want people to know that I have not been exposed as a gay man in any way that I feel any shame. I don't feel any shame whatsoever, and neither do I think I should.
Proverbs 14:9 says, fools mock at making amends for sin, George Takei, the homosexual star of the Star Trek TV series, tweeted on Christmas Day, quote, "Rest with the glittering stars, George Michael. You've found your freedom, your faith," unquote. If Michael died without Christ's forgiveness, he is not now resting with glittering stars, nor has he found freedom. He will be spending eternity separated from God. 1 John 5:14 says, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." Chick-fil-A, the Christian-owned chicken sandwich restaurant, is America's most popular fast food chain, according to the Foursquare app check-ins, reports the Christian Post. It's especially impressive in light of the fact that they are only open 6 days of the week, closing on Sunday to honor Jesus Christ. Despite calls from homosexual activists to boycott Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy, the president, told Forbes magazine that he was, quote, "guilty as charged," unquote, in his support of traditional marriage. He said, quote, "We know that it might not be popular with everyone, but thank the Lord we live in a country where we can share our values and operate on biblical principles," unquote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Monday, December 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember the worldview in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.